town. When you see me, you know everything.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
I put it down from my hat to my class ring.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
You're listening to Gatorators, the official podcast of Gatorade.com. I'm Joe Morgan.
And I'm Will Smith.
Well, welcome to our final show of our first season. Will and I are about set to leave campus for the summer, and unless any huge Gator news pops up over the summer, we're going to take a much deserved break, I would say. Wouldn't you agree?
I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah, so a lot of big Gator news has been happening recently. Billy Donovan ended up filling up his staff, hiring Matt McCall from Florida Atlantic. He was with the Owls for three seasons as an assistant coach, and before that, director of basketball operations at UF from 2004 to 2008. And he joins John Pelfrey, former Arkansas head coach, coached with Billy D back late 90s, early 2000s here as an assistant, and Norm Roberts, former St. John's head coach. So, you know, not much to say there. Will didn't think too much of the assistant coaches. I mean, I think it's a good group. Not much to say here, though.
Yeah, there's not much to say. You know, they all have their ups and downs, but I have nothing else to say.
I mean,
about that.
They're assistant coaches. That's pretty much what you need to know. A lot of head coaching experience, so I'm sure that will help to some degree, I would think. Yeah, whatever. All right, well we're gonna get into the meteor stories now. Janoris Jenkins was removed from the team, kicked off the team, asked to leave.
He was probably told, you know, the first time it came around, you know, the first time he was arrested, Will Muschamp probably took him aside and said, "Look, I can't have any of this on this team, and if it happens again, I think we both understand that you won't be allowed to stay on the team." So as a result, when it happened the second time, you know, Coach Muschamp didn't really have a choice but to take him off the team, which to some came as a surprise, as, you know, Janoris was supposed to be one of the experienced people in a inexperienced secondary. I didn't think it was a surprise. I kind of saw it coming once I heard the news that Janoris Jenkins had been arrested again, especially for a second time. You know, first-year coaches have to establish, you know, not only a dominance over the team, they can't let the players run the team, but they also need to establish credibility, you know, make them keep themselves hireable and, you know, keep themselves in at least a good public eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a bit of background. We're taught, for those of you who may not know completely what we're talking about, Janoris Jenkins last weekend was arrested for the second time in four months for marijuana possession, and it's his third arrest in 23 months. So, I mean, he's going to jail a little bit more than the rest of us are. And Will Muschamp laid down the law in a major way, and I must say I am on board with this guy right now. I mean, he's coming in here. Florida has a bad rep of – excuse me, sorry. Florida has a bad rep of not disciplining their players well enough, especially under Urban Meyer. I'm sure the Gator Nation, you know, they really appreciate what Urban did on the field, but in terms of off-field issues – Urban was not the disciplinarian, well, effectively anyway. You could look at Chris Rainey's rather quick return to the team after stalking his ex-girlfriend. You can look at Brandon Spikes' eye-gouging incident, and Urban was only going to suspend him for, I think, the half against Vanderbilt the next week, which was a little ridiculous, and he had just a bunch of issues like that. And I find it really refreshing that Will Muschamp comes in here and says, "Listen, this is how I'm going to run things. You have one slip up." I guess he lets it slide because Kedrick Johnson and Chris Martin had marijuana problems too earlier this year, as it was reported. And then, you know, second slip up, Jenkins got the boot. And I really respect that. I think Muschamp needs to come in here and change the culture. He needs to make this his team, his town. And by laying down his law in a major way on a star player who was supposed to do big things for Florida this upcoming season, I really feel like he did that. That kind of builds off my whole theory of not parting ways with John Brantley this year. We'll talk about that later, mainly because Will and I were shooting the breeze about Brantley earlier. But But Muschamp needs to think of what's best for the long term. I mean, the secondary is going to suffer this year. There's talent, but very youthful. But, yeah, it was what was best. And I really commend the guy. I really commend the man for it. He really sent a message, and I'm on board. So I was shocked by it, though. I didn't expect him to. I just expected one or two game suspension, and I was pleasantly surprised that he kicked him off the team. Not that I'm rooting against Janoris, not that I want his life in shambles, but, I mean, guy obviously didn't get the message, you know?
Yeah. And no matter what, whether you agree with them or not, are there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to follow them, especially in something where you have student-athletes,
mm-hmm.
Because there can't be any favoritism when it comes to anything.
Yeah, Jenkins, he's stupid. I mean, it's hard not to question a guy's intelligence when he gets caught once, probably disciplined somehow within the locker room we don't know about, and then it just goes out and does it again. I don't understand that. I honestly don't. I mean, how many arrests does it take before you start smoking marijuana from the comfort of your own home or apartment, you know, where there aren't cops walking around? You know, just Janoris Jenkins is a fool, and I mean, I wish him the best and whatever he does, a supplemental draft or Division II football. But he deserved what he got, and tough. That's
what I'm saying. I mean, you can't say supplemental draft players have no chance of playing. If you look at Sam Shields on the Green Bay Packers, he came from the supplemental draft,
right?
You know, just last year, and his team ended up winning the Super Bowl, and he was a starter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, supplemental draft players isn't the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what's going on with Janoris Jenkins. It's a shame that we lost his talent for the 2011 season, but, you know, you can't have guys like that dictating how you run the team. Muschamp's got to put his foot down, and he did. So, speaking of, Urban Meyer, we mentioned his disciplinary record. There have been the rumors flying around that amidst all the trouble at Ohio State and Jim Tressel that Urban Meyer would return to the sidelines in 2012 as the top guy in Columbus, Ohio, for the Buckeyes. So, Will, do you think Urban Meyer will come back? And should.
I don't think he'll come back this early just because, you know, he just left University of Florida, and it would seem almost as if he was just escaping the school and not
mm-hmm.
his problems. Do I think he should do it? I don't think he should do it either, at least not this rapidly, especially because he'll be going to a school which, like University of Florida, has a history of not playing a hard non-conference schedule at Ohio State, but he'll still be in one of the strongest conferences
mm-hmm.
in Division I football, which, of course, it is a step down from the SEC. You know, Urban Meyer has that quote where he says it's unbelievable how the SEC is like. It's just a step up from anything he's ever experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Big Ten going on Big 12 it's a step down, but it's still got some quality teams. You know, Michigan State, Michigan traditionally, Iowa's rising,
Nebraska, Wisconsin.
And Nebraska is joining. That's a traditional powerhouse. But I don't think he'll be going there, at least now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't look for Urban to come back either. I was talking to my cousin Daniel about that, and Daniel brought up a lot of good points. He was telling me that, you know, I mean, basically Urban would own the state of Ohio. He has the ties up there. I mean, while the Big 10, Big 11, Big 12, whatever it's called, has good teams. You're not competing against LSU and Alabama in the conference each year, and then recruiting wise, you're not battling for your state with Florida State and Miami. So, like, there's a lot of advantages there that Daniel pointed out to me, but I still don't see him coming back, and I really don't think he'd want to. Like, I think the health issue is, like, really serious, and I believe that Urban takes that seriously. I mean, if Urban didn't take that seriously, then he wouldn't have resigned the first time, I think. And then, you know, last year he came back. Obviously, I think Florida was having some issues trying to find the right guy at that point so abruptly at the end of 2009. And so they brought Urban back. And Urban obviously wasn't into it this year. The health issues are a major concern there. And then also Ohio State, you got to look at that. Like, you got to look at that situation. There's going to be sanctions. Even if they get rid of Trestle, there's still going to be sanctions there. I mean, Ohio State, expectations are high. Not saying Urban can't meet them, but, I mean, I think that expectations at UF kind of brought on along a lot of that physical and emotional stress he was feeling. I mean, after all, 13-1 in 2009, and people were seeing that as a disappointment. So, I mean, I'm sure that's going to factor in as well. Also, it depends on the staff Urban would assemble should he end up returning. And I don't know. I mean, for every Dan Mullen, there's a Steve Adazio. So, I don't know how the offensive coordinator situation would turn out. But I think Urban will return eventually as well, but not this soon. And I don't know if he would. I mean, it's tough to gauge that if Urban would go to Ohio State or not. It seems like he would go to like a major program, but not an upper echelon one. You know, I mean,
you know, he would probably stick with, you know, something with the current Big 12, or I would say a lower caliber. You know, he'd probably fit well in the ACC just because the caliber of coaches aren't the same as he is, and he would, you know, have that a lower stress level because he'd be able to take care of, you know, teams like, you know, Maryland and the Dukes and Wake Forest of the world.
You know, it'd be interesting. By the way, do not take this and run with it. Like, I'm just completely... I haven't heard this anywhere, so don't take this and run with it. Like, you know, Dave O'Sweeney at Clemson, he just looks like a guy waiting to get fired. Imagine Urban Meyer at a school like Clemson where there's, like, that passionate fan base and the money's there, and ACC is his take. And South Carolina, I mean, he'd be going up against Spurrier, but recruiting-wise, but, I mean, I don't know.
That'd be pretty interesting. But, I mean, you could really say that in any situation, you know, say, imagine Urban Meyer at Duke...
What about Urban Meyer at Washington State?
Yeah. I mean, you could say that about anything. It would be interesting seeing him take on a lower-level team and making them a lot stronger, but that's all speculation.
Right. This is, yeah, purely speculation, but, you know, let's get that rumor started. Urban Meyer at Clemson.
Yep, Urban Meyer is going to Clemson.
All right. You heard it here first and last. All right, well, this is a little random. I mean, spring practice ended a few weeks ago, but I just want to take this opportunity to talk about John Brantley because, I mean, we all love talking about John Brantley, don't we?
I can't talk enough about John Brantley.
Well, John Brantley was, forgive the staleness of the topic, but we are passionate about it. John Brantley was announced as the starter heading into summer practice by Will Muschamp at the conclusion of spring practice. A decision that I didn't take too very well, and neither did Will, especially after the egregious, horrible, disgusting, but typical performance in the spring game.
I mean, he completed four passes.
Four. And I am really sensing this conspiracy in the university. John Brantley must have some serious blackmail on Jeremy Foley or Bernie Mashin or something, because Urban would stick with him last year to the point where I would become angry at times. Like, I would just become angry at the irrationality of the continued stick with Brantley. And think of it, also consider this, Will Muschamp is sticking with Brantley. Muschamp closed spring practice, so we didn't get to see anything from Brantley. Muschamp says he completed over 70% of his passes in spring practice, yet there is no proof. What do you think of that?
I think that is very interesting, but when reality comes down to it, I think the sole reason that Brantley is the starter is the experience, which is completely absurd, because he's played 1 year as a starter despite being a rising senior. So there's no reason to start him over someone like, you know, Tyler Murphy or Jeff Driscoll, who could use that extra year experience as a starter and then continue to build in the long term.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing I was going off of earlier with my disciplining Jenkins. Like, Muschamp's really got to look at the long run here. And you have John Brantley for one season. John Brantley. John Brantley for one season. And it doesn't look promising. It seriously does not. I mean, why have this quarterback learn an entirely new offense? They have, like, let's face it. I mean, Florida's not competing for anything this year. I mean, they may win the East if South Carolina falls off a bit. I mean, Florida has a pretty good chance of winning the SEC East this year. And then whoever wins the East is going to get slaughtered in the championship game again, because LSU and Alabama are just juggernauts at this point. But, I mean, you might as well take the risk on a Driscoll or a Murphy or even a Brissett. You know, I'm Brissett. Pronunciation's still fuzzy on that one for me. But, I mean, why not take that chance? I don't get it. Like, why are you banking this on Brantley, who, I mean, he just doesn't have the track record to back up this type of
sticking
to
him. I mean, all he's got, I mean, he's almost run out of excuses. He has run out of excuses. People, the last season, his like biggest excuse was that wasn't his type of offense.
Right.
He wasn't a spread offense quarterback. And now it's the pro offense, and the moment he messes up, he's got nothing to fall back on, and people are going to see what kind of quarterback he truly is. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was watching the Outback Bowl with my family, my mother and my younger brother were both on John Brantley's side, saying he was a good quarterback. Then the very first throw that Brantley threw, he completed to the other team. He threw a pick on the first offensive. I couldn't understand how anyone could believe that he was. I don't even know. I don't understand John Brantley.
I'm sick of my blackmail theory. There's got to be something going on there. I mean, I know he's related to former UF great Scott Brantley, but, I mean, let's face it, Scott Brantley wasn't Danny Werfel or Steve Spurrier or anything like that, so.
He wasn't even, like, a mid-level.
I don't know, but, yeah, so Florida's quarterback position will, again, be a weakness this year. Unless Charlie Weiss can work a miracle. Maybe we're being too harsh after just one spring game, but I doubt it.
We were harsh on the Gator basketball team before the NCAA tournament, and see, look how they turned out.
You know what? That's when, you know, I called out Alex Tyus.
And then he started playing well.
He started playing well. The problem is I called out John Brantley all year.
John Brantley's not listening to our podcast.
He doesn't.
Maybe we should find his dorm, and
we're on the air. We can't talk about our criminal intent.
I'm not talking about anything criminal.
Oh,
I'm talking about taking like a piece of paper and just like writing, you know, Gatorade on it and like posting it right outside his door.
Oh, it's like suggesting it. Oh yeah, yeah, we could do that.
We should do that.
We could just, yeah. Okay, like you had me worried. I was like,
no, I wasn't gonna talk about like setting his room on fire or anything.
Oh, okay.
No, who do you think I am?
We're kidding. Seriously. Yeah, so don't. John, you're okay. you're okay as in you're not in danger, not that you're okay football player. You're pretty bad at that, no offense. Well, plenty of offense. I mean, you know, you get a scholarship, man, okay? Like, I got to take off the gloves here. John, you're not good. Okay. Well, there's the random John Brantley rant of the week. But, yeah, that's going to do it for our show, not only this time, but for season one. This is our season one finale. Are we up to 20 episodes? I don't know.
It's all on iTunes.
Yeah, it's all on iTunes. It's been fun. Will, have you enjoyed it?
This has been a fantastic experience, and I would love to hear from our listeners any constructive criticism to help improve the show.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're going to be back and hopefully better than ever for the next season.
Oh, we'll be better than ever.
We'll be better than ever? I mean, there's really nowhere to go but up.
I'd say that next season we will definitely, you know, be better off than this season as a whole.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, you know, we'll see what we can do. You know, I had to say something. I had something to say, and I completely blanked out. That's what we're going to work on next season. We're going to actually, like, have these, like, once I get an idea, I'm going to write it down so I don't forget to say it.
Well, I didn't really get my notes down, but.
Well, yeah. I mean, we prepare. You know, we're good at this. Well, we we think that we're good at this. So, yeah, I mean, for those of you who listen, we'd love the feedback. Leave us a review on iTunes or comment on the article on Gatorade.com. We don't get a lot of action in the comments. So, I mean, if you have something to say, think we're stupid, you think John Brantley's going to compete for the Heisman Trophy this year, then go and leave a comment, and we'll answer. We will answer the comments. I guarantee you, if you leave a comment, starting now, if you leave a comment, Will or I, or perhaps both if you're lucky, will answer your comment. Also on the Facebook page, do not be afraid to leave comments. Write on the wall, ask questions, make statements, outlandish or reasonable. We will listen, read, and respond. And follow the gang on Twitter. You have myself at Joe_Morgan. You have Will, who's at Will_Smith52.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Eli Marger, our writer, at Eliminate with two M's in the middle. And we have Drew Pritchard, who's at Rich1Gator. And, of course, the big one, at Gator Raiders. That is the official website. We always post links to stories there. We always post new podcast links, everything there. So be sure to check that out. Did I miss anything?
I think you got it all.
Did I cover it all?
I believe so.
Yeah, you think so? All right, so I guess that's a wrap.
All right,
you've been listening to Gator Raiders, the official podcast, of Gatorade.com. I'm Joe Morgan.
And I'm Will Smith.
Thanks for listening. And
go Gators. Go Gators.
Yeah, uh-huh, you know what it is.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
Yeah, uh-huh, you know what it is.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
Yeah, uh-huh, you know what it is. Everything them Gators do, we do it big. Yeah, uh-huh, straight Gator chomping. When I pull out the Albert, he stays stunned. Reppin' in my town, when you see me, you know everything.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange. I put it down from my hat to my class ring. Blue and orange.